This is TWiT.
Line one, Jim in Bend, Oregon. Hello, Jim. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
I have a question for you. I just bought a new Chrome OS made by Dell. It's Dell 14.
Yeah.
It comes with OS 71. Now, I want to download the APK app so I can watch off of Google Play. I can watch some of the TV, free TV shows.
Yeah.
And it wants you to... When I read about it, it says you have to put it into developer mode by rebooting it.
No, 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 no. Do not do that.
Good.
It may be that Dell, I don't know, it doesn't support the Play Store, but most new, in fact, I think all the new Chromebooks do. So what you want to do is use the Play Store on Chrome OS, and that will not require you to go into developer mode. That makes it more insecure. So that's not what you want.
Well, see, what I did is I went to the Play Store on this, and I can download about 80%.
Oh, I get it. You want to download stuff you can't download on the Play Store.
Well, the APK file, and it'll download it to my thing, but it won't install it.
Right.
And it says you have to be in the developer mode.
Yeah.
And what I found was I was reading about it, and the old Chromebooks, OS 44 or something like that, they said they had a developer switch, and all you had to do was throw the switch, and it went into it. And then they took it out. Well, on this new one, I'm in Chrome extensions, and it has the developer mode switch. They must have put it back in. I'm not sure, but I flip it, and I can't figure out if it's doing anything. It brings down something, a menu that says load unpacked, pack extensions.
Okay, slow down. A couple of things. So the stuff you can install from the Play Store is approved, does not need developer's mode. Sounds like you want to install some apps that are not in the Play Store, or when you go to the Play Store, it says these are not for you. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I go to the Play Store and say download a program called Morpheus, and it downloads fine. And when I click install, it says it won't install because it's an APK file.
Well, all apps are all Android apps are APK files.
Huh. I don't know why some of them, they must have blocked some of them maybe out of the store.
So, yeah, I'm surprised it actually lets you download it, because normally what you would see is you can't run this program on your system. And I think the TV apps, you may be right. Morpheus is not it's considered... probably not considered appropriate.
Yeah.
You're not getting it from the Play Store. You're downloading it somewhere else.
No, that's right out of the Play Store. And it downloads, it just doesn't run. It tells you have to go to that page. And so I wanted to try
this. This is where people on Android get in trouble. You know, you hear about people having malware issues on Android. It's when you try to do this kind of stuff. If you can't install it and run it from the Play Store, I strongly recommend against it. I'm at the Morpheus site, which, by the way, to go to the Morpheus site, I had to go through a Google warning. Your connection is not private. You sure you want to go there? Yes, I do. Unsafe? Yes. Okay, so that's a bad start. And at the Morpheus site, it says the Morpheus TV app is not available in the Play Store because it's a pirate app. So... if you want to install it on your very nice, secure Chromebook, what you have to do is turn off security. You have to go into developer mode. You can go into developer mode in software. It's not hard to do. You do need to reboot. That's why you're not seeing it. And it's essentially going to say, all right, I'm not going to protect you any longer. You can do anything you want now. I wouldn't do it if I were you. I think all of these warnings should probably scare you. There are some stuff, YouTube TV, Dr. Mom's saying, and smart things. Unaccountably, the Play Store lets you download, but it won't install. Take it as a warning that you shouldn't install it. Morpheus, I really would install. But if it's something like YouTube TV and it won't install on a Chromebook, there's a reason. I'm not sure why, but there's an incompatibility. Probably won't run well, I would guess. There's certainly no piracy in YouTube TV or the SmartThings app. So And there are, somebody saying, legit apps that aren't in the store. But you better darn well know what you're doing. There is no setting on Chrome OS like there is an Android. You know, an Android, you can say, there's a box you can check that says, I want to download stuff from other places. And it says, all right. And it gives you a big warning. Okay. Don't, please. Why don't, folks? No. Okay. Having said all that, yes, you can enable developer mode. The best way to do this, at least in my experience, is rebooting the computer, powering it off. Then you hold escape, and there's a key. They call it the refresh key. It's like a circular arrow key on the function bar. Hold escape, circular arrow, and press the power button all at the same time. There's no physical, in other words, there's no physical developer switch anymore. Once it gets to that, it's going to sit there, and then you press Control D, and that'll put, when it asks you, put in the recovery media, and that'll put you in developer mode. Now, what does that do? Well, it turns off a couple of things. One, it turns off OS verification. It means that it's no longer checking to make sure that your operating system hasn't been modified by malware. Do you hear? It's either Santa coming or alarm bells. I'm thinking it's alarm bells. You also can then install arbitrarily anything you want and mess around with it all you want. That's how you put Linux on a Chromebook. And so forth. Now, here's the good news. You can do this and then change your mind. It's not a permanent thing. If you want to turn off the developer mode, you reboot your Chromebook. And when you see OS verification is off, you just hit the space bar. You turn it back on. It will power wash it, thereby eliminating anything you might have put on there that's dangerous. And you'll have a nice, fresh, safe Chromebook. The whole theory of Chromebooks is we're going to really limit what you do. We're only going to let you do safe things. And so that way it's much more secure. Fortunately, most of the things most people want to do are safe. I think Morpheus, I'm a little worried about Morpheus TV. That's a little sketch. It looks like to get the APK, you have, I don't know, I don't think you can get that from the store unless they offer it on the store and then there's some sort of, what it's really doing is sideloading or something. But I know why you want Morpheus. It's basically pirating TV. And the risk of doing that is, in general, is that the people who make that kind of stuff are not the most trustworthy people in the world. And who knows? Who knows what you're getting? However, there is a way to turn on developer mode. There is a way to install it. And the good news is, if you turn off developer mode, it'll power wash it, and no one will know the difference. Unless it stole your credit card information while it was in the hacked mode. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.